Hi, everybody. It is February 26th, 2019. My name is Deany, the host of the Deany Truths podcast. Hopefully, all of you guys out there have been enjoying your morning, your afternoon, and evening, whatever part of the day you're listening. It has been a resting day for me compared to yesterday, which was my best day ever. Today was a resting day because I have been plateauing. And what I mean when I say weight plateauing, that's what it means. I have reached a plateau where I have not been losing or gaining any weight. I've been staying at this weight now for the past, I want to say, 5 days now. So I have been looking up stuff, and this coincides with the strength that I have for today, because I'm always willing to learn, which is what this episode is about. So I was trying to figure out why exactly I plateau, because I've never plateaued in my entire life. I've never had an opportunity to be in this position. I've always either lost or gained. I've never been stuck in the middle. So one of the things that I think are the main reasons of why this is happening is because I'm producing a lot of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And because of my working out, since I work out 2 times a day, it's producing a lot of cortisol and it's preventing me from losing weight because I'm so stressed. It's keeping it at its where it's at right now. Also, switching up the foods. I found out that if you don't switch enough foods, if you don't do it, then you can't lose any more weight because you're constantly eating the same stuff. Your body's used to it and it's not really doing much. So switching it up every day is what gets it to make you lose weight. So what I've been doing is I've been looking up vegetables that I can eat that I've tried in the past that I like. And I'm also looking up fruits that are very healthy that I know that I can eat. So I'm going to be switching it up every single time and not sticking to the same foods. And when it comes to protein, you know, I got meatballs, I got chicken, I got steak, I got burgers. I'm going to have to switch it up every time. Breakfast, there's not a lot of opportunities for breakfast. I mean, I got my protein shakes for a snack, but breakfast is going to be the toughest. I'm probably going to have to stick with eggs until I can figure out something to eat that's very protein heavy and not so carb heavy for breakfast. If I can figure out something about that, I'm going to have to look up more stuff about it because I thought protein pancakes would do the trick, but they have too many carbs. I'm trying to stick with carbs with just fruits and veggies. Everything else is going to have to be protein. So I'm going to have to change it up every single time. So I'm going to do that. I've been looking up some things, and I think I'm going to be pretty confident with what I got. I'm not working tomorrow, so I'm going to be having an opportunity to maybe get some things that I don't have in the house, trying to switch things up so I'm not constantly eating the same foods over and over again, like days in a row, switching it up almost every time if I can. I hope that's one of the things, because I do not want to keep being in this position. I don't like to be plateaued. I like to keep losing the weight. I like to go back to the gym, which I probably will. I'll have to see how my body reacts tomorrow. If it's still stressed from all the working out, I'm going to have to not go again. But, you know, I didn't let it get it down to me today. I did not let it down to me. Like I said yesterday, the emotional pain is gone. So usually because of my previous emotional pain, it would have bothered me. But to this, I was actually like, okay, this has been 5 days now. Usually they say after a week to 2 weeks, you probably need to look up what's going on. So I did. I was willing to learn how to get rid of this plateau. And then sure enough, I figured out the 2 main reasons, and I think I figured it out. So that's that. I'm very, very happy about it, actually. I'm actually excited because that means I could add more food to my repertoire that I never would really put into my diet before. So I'm increasing the amount of stuff that I'm eating, which is always a benefit. Always, always, always a benefit. Because if you're stuck with a very select amount of foods, no wonder why I was like this as big as I got, because I always stuck to the same foods every time and it got me big. Imagine what would happen if I decided that, hey, I'm going to add all these different foods to my repertoire that I can make, and then, oh, I got many different options. I got many different selections. I'm going to be doing all of these things to help me lose it, and it's not going to be the same thing. The body's going to be like, whoa, and I'll be able to lose the weight again. But I also got to be careful not to, with the working out. So what I'm going to do is, for the gym, I'm only going to go try to do twice every so often. Like if I know that I need to go because I have not burned enough calories in the day, then I know I have to go twice. If there's a time of day where if I'm not like working, for example, if I have to get an extra stuff in, I will. So that's going to be important for me to do. I think that that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick to that and see what happens. And I'm very excited about it, actually. I am very, very pumped up about it because it's always good to fail before you can start succeeding. And when you fail, you start to learn more, which is what the strengths that I'm doing, that I'm being a part of. I'm always willing to learn new things that are true to the world, things that are relatively important that probably we don't even know about. And I always am online. I'm always reading articles. When I was trying to figure out why I was feeling emotional pain, one of the things I did was I looked up psychology papers and articles. I was reading different things. I knew exactly what was bothering me, so I looked up a lot of things about from different psychologists, and it was a lot easier than having to pay for therapy. Because there's a lot of information you can find online nowadays, and they'll tell you pretty much anything for information for free. Usually for people, it does help when you have somebody across the corner from you that can actually talk to you. But I'm different. I can be somebody that can take in a piece of information that's actually based around facts and science and be saying, okay, that makes a total lot of sense. I should apply that. If I can apply it and it works, then awesome. Which is one of the reasons why when I started learning about how to do my workout regimen, one of the things that I learned from John Cena was he was saying, like, if you don't want to be getting hurt in the gym, one of the things you should do is stretch. But you don't want to get hurt stretching, so what you have to do is you have to break a sweat before you stretch. So the stretching and the cardio are warm-ups before you actually do your strength training. That's what all that was about. And I decided that actually makes a lot of sense. And I know it's one different theory, but it makes the most sense. If you don't want to get hurt, which is what happened to me, I got hurt at the gym, and it would really hurt my back. It would really hurt my arms. I did not want to feel those pains. So when I woke up, I decided that I was going to do something different. I was going to stretch out. I was going to break a sweat first. And I thought, well, maybe if I did 5 miles every day, then that would break the weight down. But no, that's not it. It's the amount of calories that you burn, and it's also the amount of foods that you eat. See, I'm still trying to learn everything as I'm going on. I'm not sticking to one routine my entire life. But this workout routine is something that I love doing. I love doing cardio, I love stretching, and I love doing the strength training. But I gotta give my legs a break. Like, I'm actually thinking of doing the elliptical to give my calves a break from the treadmill. So I'm trying not to hurt them so much. Because, like, my calves are on fire right now from all the constant treadmill that I've been doing. So if I feel better tomorrow, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do the elliptical for my cardio, and that should be a little bit different because I'm doing another machine, but I'm still going to be stretching, and I'm still going to be doing my strength training on top of that, because I'm still building muscle regardless, and I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that I stay at the place that I'm at, because I want to keep going down. I still got 5 pounds more to go, and that plateau, that's always going to be something that that's going to be a roadblock, but nobody said life was not going to be challenging. But you know me, whenever there's a problem my way, I face it head on. That was literally one of my first strengths. So that was the reason why I'm willing to work when it comes to working out. Now, when it comes to other things in life, like I was talking about before, how it was always about learning from psychologists about why people act the way they act when it comes to emotions and their logic. That's what helped me get through my emotional pain. I learned some of the things that I had to do, and one of those things that taught me was you work through the pain. If you're working, going to the gym, push past it, and eventually it will make you feel better. And it did. All the pain went away yesterday. But I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't gone on and I started learning about it. I'm always trying to evolve every single day. And the best way that I know to do that is to not do the same things I did yesterday. Like today was a kind of rest cheat day, in a sense, because I needed it. My body was telling me I needed it, and I needed to at least have one cheat day so that I can get ready for tomorrow. And if I still need another rest cheat day, then maybe that's what I need. I'll just I'll just make sure that my diet is steady. I'll make sure that everything is good, but maybe I need to have a little ups and downs every once in a while to give my body a rest. And that's what I also learned. I looked up online and I looked up the science behind what happens when you work out your body too much and you get stressed out. It's producing cortisol, which stops you from losing weight. That's another thing I learned, and I mentioned that before. When I was weight plateauing, that was the thing. The cortisol was stressing my body out so much that it produced so much stress physically that it was causing me to not lose any weight. And I got a second opinion from one of my former health specialists. She told me, you're probably producing a lot of cortisol because you're working out so much, and it's preventing you from losing weight. So you might want to tone it down a little bit because you've already lost about 25 pounds. It's not going to be the same when you first started. You're going to have to tone it down a little bit. So that was great. That was something that I knew right then. And I was like, okay, that's one of the reasons. And then she also said, mix up your food. And then my mother said, mix up your food. And then I've been reading online, mix up your food. So I've been getting differing opinions, the same opinion from three different sources. So that's always a good thing, is like when you're getting three different of the same opinions, when you're learning this, okay, you know what to do after that. That made me more happy. And you know what the other thing is? The one thing that I love about learning is that I love learning from my friends. My friends are the things that I hold dear to me. And if you're my best friend, I will always love and care and believe in you for as long as we're friends. Like today, I'll give you two examples. We'll start with Nina. Nina texted me midday. She was telling me, I really needed to listen to your show. I really needed it. She was telling me how she was going through all this anxiety and that after listening to my show, it made her realize that she can do the things that she wants to do. I can even read you the exact thing that she said to me. Let me pull up the text really quick so you can get an exact quote from her. She said, I really needed to hear your podcast. I've had so much anxiety lately and just feel like I can't handle anything, but that's not true. I'm trying my hardest, and it's all about baby steps and getting stronger each day. I have to keep failing until I finally get there. I can do all of this. I listened to your podcast and was able to jog run for 8 minutes, 4 minutes break of three, and then 4 minutes again. I was so proud of myself. So right there, that is something from one of my friends that I'm learning because basically what I've been learning from the past few days is that I am an inspiration to people just by telling a story. Just by telling a story, not giving any advice. Not trying to be a self-help guru, just speaking what I'm saying. And it's been getting people inspired. And I have not knew that about myself. I've always kind of felt that I was somebody that when he talked, it was just like, okay, the guy's telling a story, there's no real value. Because they always say, you know, these self-help gurus will tell you that it's all about what your fans want. You know, you'd always give value to your fans by making sure that they're prepared for the advice that you give. They'll always say that. If you want to make your brand bigger, you have to make sure that you give the fans what they want. But what my fans want is they want to keep hearing my story. Like I was saying before, when Nina told me like a couple of days ago, I want to see you accomplish your goals. Like that's what people want to hear from me. That's what the value that I bring is this story and this journey, this story that I'm currently going through. And then the story won't be over. Well, this weight loss story won't be over until I reach the final goal, which is 130. Right now, I'm only been through the first chapter. Right now, I'm trying to get to chapter two, which is 30 pounds, and I haven't gotten there yet. I'm only a few pages away. But I haven't learned that I've been inspiring people from it until I've reached out to my friends and they've been telling me. Like when Nina said, like they got her motivated today. And hopefully that motivation sticks with her and it's not just a one-time deal, which I know Nina, she's not that type of person. She's gonna have her downs, she's gonna have her ups, but she's a hard worker. She is. And that's what I love about her because I see a lot of her in me. I mean, we're almost practically the same person in a sense. But that's what I love about her. You know, she's gonna feel a little bit emotional, but there's just something that she'll listen to and then it will click in her head. So I'm just hoping it sticks. And if it doesn't, then I'm still gonna be for her, regardless of what happens. Stephanie, my friend Stephanie. So we were talking yesterday about, she was telling me how, you know, I get a little inspiration from listening to you. Whenever we talk on Skype together, I always get inspired by some of the things you do. I'm always amazed, like, the amount of work that you put in. I'm always amazed by how honest you are. I'm always amazed at how authentic you are. Like, the world needs more of you, is what she told me. The world needs more of you. So don't try to hide yourself. Keep expressing yourself. And because, you know, she got very inspired by that. So when I did yesterday's episode, I said, you want some inspiration? Listen to this. And she listened to it. And she's like, let me tell you the exact quote that she said to me after she watched or listened to yesterday's episode too. Let me pull it up really quick so that you people can see. Or you can't see because you're listening to a podcast. What am I saying? You can't see anything. So let me scroll up a little bit here. So here's what she said. Loved it. You do great work. Deanie, just the one thing that she loved the most was that I said yesterday, Deanie Truths is here to stay. I think that resonates with her at least, because she knows I'm not giving up on something that I love doing. You know, a lot of times some of us give up on projects because we're not good at it right away. We're not in love with it. And the fact that I said that I'm in love with this show and I'm going to continue doing it till the day I die, that resonated with Stephanie. And that got inspired. And she got inspired by it because there's things that she wants to do project-wise that she doesn't really stick to, either because she doesn't have enough time or she doesn't have the motivation to do it. But when she sees or hears somebody like me constantly doing the things that I want to do, then that's something that she likes. So I'm learning from my friends that, yes, I do inspire them. And yes, I do inspire other people. And I'm always willing to learn why that is. I'm always willing to understand why I am the way that I am and why people like that about me. So I have to learn about myself, too. I have to get different perspectives. And that's what people like about me that I've learned, is that I'm very nice. I'm very good. I'm wonderful. I'm amazing. I'm brilliant. And I'm not saying this because I think that about myself. No, these are what other people think about me. You know, my ego would always, you know, I've trained my ego to not let it go to my head, because I still have things I want to accomplish, but I'm trying to make everybody proud. And I'm not putting pressure on myself. I'm taking it step by step, day by day, and I always put in the back of my head, do this for you, but do this for the people that you care about and that care for you. I always think, you know, whenever I'm feeling down about something, I'm always thinking of the promise that I made to Nina, that I was going to keep moving and I was going to keep doing things. That's always the promise that I have in my head that keeps me going. I made that promise to her and I made that promise to a lot of other people as well, and I don't want to let them down. And that's what drives me. That's what keeps me going. And I learned that if you stick to your promises, people will appreciate you a lot. And they do. Especially when people are like saying, holy cow, look at how much weight you lost. So all this stuff on trying to learn is important, in my opinion. There's not many people that have enough time to learn, and that's understandable. You're going through friends, you're going through family, you're going through work. You don't have a lot of time to learn. It's not like when you were in college where you were forced to learn. It's not like you were in high school or elementary school or middle school where you're forced to learn. When you're an adult, a lot of times you may even read an article for 5 minutes and that's it. So it's always tough for people to learn on the side, but I always make sure I have time to learn from everybody, whether it's people from other podcasts that I do, whether it's from my close personal friends. Like, I always learn something new about my friends every single day. And it's great. It's amazing. And I'm going to get a lot closer to them because of it. When we learn from each other, we can achieve the things that we want to do. And I have a feeling that we're all going to make it one day. We just have to keep doing the things that we do and pushing through the down moments, getting through them. Because I will beat this weight plateau. I will beat it. I will figure out ways to add new foods. I will train. I will still do the same workout routine, but I just have to limit the amount of stuff that I do. I need to focus on calories and not so much steps. I need to make sure that I'm doing the things properly so I don't plateau again. So the two main missions for this next time around are going to be keeping track of my workouts, making sure I'm not overdoing it, listening to what my body is telling me, and then secondly, making sure I get the right nutrients and I'm not doing the same things over and over and over again so that I don't constantly plateau or I gain weight or I lose muscle. That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't want to do that anymore. But I can't do it if I don't push myself to challenge and try more foods to add to my repertoire. Because it's important. It's important to me. It's important to the people I made all my promises to. And I'm not going to stop until I get there. And I'm going to make sure, like I said, I'm going to be the star that I always knew that I could be. I am going to accomplish so many things so that I can help people. I can bring magic to their lives without being a self-help guy, without being somebody that's just doing it to get money, without somebody that's doing it to try to get Instagram followers or likes. I want people to love me because of who I am. And people do. But I want to keep expressing myself so I can show the entire world who I am so that the more people can love and appreciate the journeys that I'm on, the stories that I'm telling. Because I love telling stories. I love telling my experiences. It's me. I'm not going to stop doing that. That's who I figured out that I am. I'm a guy that likes to tell stories, be funny, and share. And for the longest time, I never shared. And I had to learn how to share. I was never somebody that told a good joke. I never made a lot of people laugh as a kid. But then I had to learn how to be funny. I always learned to understand people's sense of humor, make jokes around it. And then people became my friends once I was making them laugh. The first time I ever met Nina, I told her, I'm going to make you laugh when I meet you. We were making plans on meeting up, and she didn't think I was going to be funny. And I said, challenge accepted. And the first time we met, she was laughing. I was making her laugh left and right. And I still do. I still make her laugh. And she says, one of the reasons I love you is you're funny. Besides the many other things, she loves me because I'm funny. And a lot of my friends think I'm funny. My best bro thinks I'm hilarious because I know his sense of humor and I make jokes around that and he gets a crack out of it. The rest of the crew that I'm a part of with my friends, I make jokes around them and I understand their humor, so I make those jokes. My friend Carly, she has got a sense of humor that I know very well. I know how to make her laugh. So I had to learn how to make specific people laugh. And I'm trying to keep escalating that. On one of my other podcasts, it's almost an entertainment show. So people love the fact that I'm hilarious and the fact that I tell jokes and I play characters. People love it. The fact that I can improvise a story is pretty funny to them. So I had to learn how to be funny because that's how people like me. Because that's what people like is humor. They love to laugh. So I had to learn how to be funny. And I had to learn how to tell a story. Storytelling is always the toughest. When you're telling a story, you always want to set up a beginning, and you always want to make sure the ending is the best part. Not a lot of people know how to tell a good story. They'll tell something right off the bat, and then it plateaus, or it goes down after that. People are not very interested. So I tell a story. I always want to make sure that people stick around towards the end because there's something that they're going to want to hear at the end. So all the three major things that are a part of me, that make up my personality, I had to learn. I had to learn these things. And that's the strength. I learn to make myself better. I learn to make myself stronger. I learn to make myself funny. I learn to make myself lovable. I learn to make myself good. I learn to make myself an all-around great person. I learn how to be Deanie. That is one of my strengths, is I learn how to be Deanie. That is me. So guys, that's going to be it for today. I'll tell you exactly what's coming up next in terms of episodes. So we got two more strengths to go through, but I can tell you right off the bat what the next one is. The next one is going to be adapting to conflicts, which is kind of like what I was talking about earlier about the plateauing. But I'll go into more detail about it tomorrow so that you guys have a chance to understand what I'm like when it comes to conflict. All right, guys, I will catch you all tomorrow. If you want to take a look at all of the podcasting platforms that I'm on, then please do so. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher, all my podcasting links are in the description box. If you want to follow me on social media, you can always follow me over there. I'm always webby. I'm always willing to tell people exactly what I'm like on Instagram. I also got a Twitter, all that jazz. All the links are in the description box for all my social media pages. Guys, until I see you tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening, your morning, whenever you are listening. I will catch you guys tomorrow, and always keep learning. That's one of the rules that I live by. Always keep learning. Until I see you tomorrow, arrivederci, everybody. Bye-bye.